I was just thinking about how spent so much time studying this week. It was such a great thing to go through and learn all the things that I did for myself. So I was blessed by it. If you have your Bibles, we're just going to read a little bit. That's all. Open up your Bibles to the book of Samuel. I wanted to find something in the Word that was besides Proverbs 31, which deals with a godly woman for Mother's Day. And God was very gracious that he opened up something to me about a mother that I really hadn't looked at that way. But God is so good in opening up things that that we need. And Samuel chapter 1.
Which one? First or second Samuel?
Samuel 1. First Samuel. Okay? Okay? It said, there was a certain man of Ramathaim of the mountain of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, and the son of Elihu, and the son of Tub, and the son of Sup, and then there was one more guy, but I couldn't pronounce that, so, yeah. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Pinah. Pinah had children, but Hannah had no children. The man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also, the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions of Phinehas, his wife, and all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better than 10 sons? So Hannah rose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord God of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli washed her mouth. Then Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxication drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. God in peace and the God of Israel grant your petition, for you have asked of him. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son. and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked for him from the Lord." Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifices and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not until the child is weaned I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever." So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word." Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with her three bulls and one ephah flour and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. And he said, "O Lord God, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has asked, granted me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be to the Lord." So they worship the Lord there. This is a very interesting little story about a lady who had been praying for some time. When you read there, she had been asking God for help, because they would go up yearly for a child. And as you heard in this way we were reading, that her counterpart, the other lady that was married to her same husband, used to tease her a lot and used to make fun of her. And it made it very, very hard for her. And I want to point out to you that sometimes you pray, and when you pray, it takes, we want instant results, but that's not the way it works. This lady prayed for a while, but it wasn't until her commitment to God was straightforward. And not only that, but you see, everything works at God's timing, not our timing. There was a plan and purpose that God had for this woman. And when she humbled herself before God is when this took place. And after this took place and everything else, then to have the circumstances of you praying to someone, stop and think, you know, you're praying and you're pouring your heart out to God, and somebody comes out to you and they tell you, "Are you drunk?" You know, it's kind of like, you know, what? You know, it's bad enough to get criticized by people for what she was in her life and then have the priest come up and do that. But she was sincere and she was honest. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but if you go and have food someplace and you sit down at a restaurant, and whether somebody is looking, whether they're not looking, or whether the people with you want to join you in thanking God for your food, if you do that and you do it from your heart, that's the important thing. Amen? You see, what this lady did, she did from her heart, and that was the important thing, because God heard her prayer, and God answered her prayer. And not only that, but I don't, you know, most of you, especially mothers, okay, when our children were growing up, we kind of worried all the time for our kids, because they were different ages and they were going in different directions, and even when they grew up and when they got married. And sometimes it was kind of hard to sleep at night knowing that things were going on in their lives, and it made it kind of hard at home. But somehow, some way, stop and think for yourself. When you know that your child or children are safe, you know, and this lady went to bed every night being grateful and thankful to God that her son was where? In the house of God. And that he was not going anywhere except to stay there. The other thing was that a lot of times in our lives, we look at circumstances in our lives about where we're at and where we're going, and sometimes we forget where we came from. And I don't know about you, but I spent the first 40 years of my life doing my own thing. And I did everything that I wanted to do, and none of it was right with God. Amen? And God was very merciful, and I thank God. One day, I happened to be walking out of a home where I had been asked to go and pray for a man that was dying. And I turned around, and as I was walking through the kitchen, his daughter was washing dishes, and she was about 18 years old. And I don't know why, but I just turned, and I said, can I ask you something? And she said, yes. I said, were you praying for me? And she said, yes, I was. I said, well, I said, I want to thank you because God heard your prayers, and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's my Lord and Savior. So I want to thank you for your prayers. And I didn't even know her. I had never visited with her or talked to her. The Word of God says that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Understand the humility of being honest with God, because God knows who you are and where you've been and where you're going. You know, this lady, in the capacity that she was, look at how she was hurting where she was. But also take a look at how God blessed her and gave her the joy and the peace for the rest of her life that was very different. Amen? And it's something for each and every one of us to understand and know how important it is when we pray, okay? We're not here to think that God is Santa Claus, that he's going to bring everything that we want. Remember, God knows what you need, and that's what he's going to bless you with. Okay? Not only that, but everything works in accordance to God's will, not the way that we look at it or what we think. Amen? Now, this morning we heard everything that little Stevie was talking about his dad, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing to hear that, because I've had a lot of calls, and so is Tony and Bobby. Probably all of us have concerning Stevie and what's going on and what have you. But God knows what's going on, okay? And God got it well handled, amen? Very well handled. You're here. You love God. You're not here because of us. You're here because you love God, amen? And this is the whole thing. You know, always stay close to God. There's a lot of stuff going on out in this world right now. But I'll tell you what, you walk with God, you know. Samuel did, and the most important thing was that he finished well. His whole life was dedicated to God, and what a blessing that is, you know. I'll be forever grateful that God saved and redeemed me and has given me the opportunity to be a servant here to you, and work with my brothers and serve alongside my brothers. And all that I can ask you is keep praying, because prayer works. Amen? But be humble about it, all right? Humble yourself before God, because he loves you and he cares for you. Amen? Would you come up now? There was a lot that I had to say this morning, but anyway, we got to share with you what the Word of God says, and that's what you need, because that's what feeds you and strengthens you. Amen?